The two-year battle between supporters and opponents of the Invest in Ed ballot initiative, Prop 208, will be decided by voters this election. Proponents say it will generate funds to improve hiring and pay for teachers and staff. But others are doubtful. As KJZC's Rocio Hernandez reports, both groups are spending the next few weeks trying to sway voters.
It's been 2 years since the Arizona Supreme Court removed the first version of the Invest in Ed initiative from the ballot, and it nearly happened again this year. Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association, says in these past 2 years, the state has restored some previously cut education funding, but...
We're still ranked in the bottom five in per pupil funding. We still have a shortage of people willing to work in our schools. The class sizes are too high, the support is too low. And the pay is too low. We don't have competitive salaries.
Arizona has had a severe teacher shortage for at least 6 consecutive years, which Thomas says contributes to the large class sizes. The pandemic may be exacerbating the problem. A recent survey found that 326 teachers resigned or retired since the beginning of the school year due to COVID-19.
The educators that I hear from see Invest in Ed as an absolute critical piece of making sure that we can reduce class size so we can have more socially distant classrooms, so we can bring in the counselors and the social workers to deal with the stress that our students are under and the stress that some of our educators are under.
Prop 208 would do this by raising millions of dollars for public education through a 3.5 income surcharge on the wealthiest Arizonans. Thomas says 3/4 of the funds will go toward hiring and raises for teachers and other school personnel, such as nurses, counselors, classroom aides, and bus drivers.
This is exciting because this is the first time we would have voter-protected funds for our classified staff.
A poll released last month by Monmouth University found that 2/3 of Arizona registered voters would support the measure. Opponents are continuing to push back. They recently released a new ad featuring Arizona State Treasurer Kimberly Yee.
50% of the payers of this new tax will be small businesses. Prop 208 would nearly double their income tax rate. That would be devastating for Arizona small businesses and their employees.
Other political figures campaigning against Prop 208 include Jaime Molera, who served as the state's superintendent of public instruction in the early 2000s. He's currently leading the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry's effort against Invest in Ed.
When they came out, they said, oh, well, this is just a millionaire's tax and this won't hurt small businesses. We have testimonials and we have individuals that have argued vehemently that absolutely this hurts small businesses.
He says he and other business leaders agree that there needs to be ongoing investment in the state's public education system.
But it has to be coupled, in my opinion, with a look at the other important issues, including accountability, including education attainment, where it's happening, and also, most importantly, where it isn't happening. This does nothing on any of that, and it creates a very harmful economic structure.
A report by the Goldwater Institute, a conservative think tank, says Prop 208 could lead to suppressed wage growth, dampen business recruitment, and result in the loss of more than 100,000 jobs in its 10th year of implementation. Jim Rounds co-wrote the report.
One of my bigger concerns is these monies will be protected. The economic losses will translate into tax revenue losses, and that'll hit the state budget, which means they'll have to make up those economic lost tax dollars somewhere else.
But an analysis by the Joint Legislative Budget Committee also found that Prop 208 could have the opposite effect. It says increased spending on teacher salaries and other educational expenses may provide a fiscal stimulus, which may lead to higher general fund sales and income tax collection. David Lujan is a director of the Arizona Center for Economic Progress, a left-leaning think tank. He also helped write the initiative.
I'm really excited about what this will do for rural Arizona's economy, because you've got a lot more people in those towns who are going to have more money in their pockets to go to the local businesses and eat out in restaurants and do things, obviously, when our economy opens up again.
The outcome of Prop 208 will be decided next month by Arizona voters. If it passes, the surcharge would be implemented beginning 2021. The revenue generated would be available to schools the following year. Rocio Hernandez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.